from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian emphasizes the importance of peace in every conflict resolution. Indonesia proposes aid for Gaza at Jordan summit. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi on Tuesday conveyed the importance of respecting international law to resolve every world conflict. While speaking at the opening session of the Oslo Forum 2024 in Norway, Minister Retno also underlined the importance of strengthening the multilateral system to create peace.
Saya juga menekankan pentingnya penghormatan terhadap hukum internasional dalam engagement kita di setiap upaya untuk menyelesaikan
I emphasize the importance of respecting international law in our engagement in every effort to resolve conflicts. I also emphasize the importance of strengthening the multilateral system to create peace. The current multilateral system is no longer able to resolve conflict effectively. We understand that mediation always takes a long time, and I explained that while waiting for the mediation results, we can do many things, for example, Palestine. Two important things that the international community can do, namely facilitating humanitarian assistance and preparing Palestine for statehood, including through recognition and full membership in the United Nations.
Dan mempersiapkan Palestina dalam bernegara, antara lain melalui pengakuan dan keanggotaan penuh di PBB.
Oslo Forum 2024 raised the theme Mediation Against All Odds and highlights the role of mediators and negotiators in every conflict. In the opening session, Minister Retno highlighted the importance of all parties contributing to realizing peace and a conducive situation. According to her, mediators must be able to convince all parties to the conflict to abandon the zero-sum game approach. She also said that conflict usually occur not only due to differences in views on an issue, but also domestic conflicts and geopolitical rivalries. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, representing President Joko Widodo, attended the conference titled Call for Action, Urgent Humanitarian Response for Gaza in Amman, Jordan, on Tuesday. As quoted from a press release from the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Minister Prabowo in his speech expressed his gratitude to Jordan, Egypt, and the United Nations for organizing the meeting. He also expressed Indonesia's readiness to help the people of Gaza.
Indonesia is ready to contribute to all efforts that can lead to this ceasefire, this immediate ceasefire, and to take part in all the phases following such an immediate ceasefire. We will significantly increase our contributions to UNRWA and other immediate humanitarian assistance. We are ready to deploy more medical teams and a field hospital to operate in Gaza.
Minister of Defense Prabowo also conveyed Indonesia's readiness to send hospital ships and participate in the delivery of aid by air to Gaza if needed. Indonesia is willing to accept up to 1,000 patients from Gaza to be treated at Indonesian hospitals and will repatriate them after they recover and the situation in Gaza returns to normal. Indonesia is ready to provide post-traumatic care and education for Gazan children and will return them when the situation stabilizes. Prabowo also reiterated his stance that a two-state solution is the final solution to the problem in Gaza. Meanwhile, as reported by AFP, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken thanked Prabowo for offering assistance to Gaza. The Indonesian government welcomes the passing of the United Nations Security Council UNSC resolution as a positive step to realize a ceasefire and a comprehensive settlement of the conflict in the Gaza Strip due to Israeli aggression since October 2023. UNSC Resolutions Number 2735 of 2024, passed on Monday, June 10, was supported by 14 UNSC member states, including the United States as the proposing country, while Russia abstained. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Tuesday said the resolution adoptions related to the three-phase ceasefire proposals is a long overdue but important step to stop atrocities against the Palestinian people and realize an immediate and permanent ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, Palestine. In its statement on social media X, the ministry urged all parties to reach an agreement as soon as possible to ensure a lasting and sustainable ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. New whale sharks were found in the waters of Cendrawasih Bay National Park near Nabire Regency, Central Papua. It was found during joint monitoring by Pertamina International Shipping, or PIS, a subsidiary of state-run energy company Pertamina, and the Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry. As reported by Antara, PIS Corporate Secretary Muhammad Aryomeka Firdaus said in a statement on Tuesday that the finding shows an increase in whale sharks population in the area. Joint monitoring efforts since November 2023 have identified new whale sharks in the national park, increasing the population from an initial count of 195 to 203 as of May, according to the National Park's Habitat Ecosystem Controller, Sumariono. Besides monitoring, conservation efforts continue with the tagging of whale sharks to record and observe whale sharks' behavior in the waters. The data collected is used to study the migration routes of the fish in the Papuan waters. Let's move it on to the international news, where a 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck southwest South Korea on Wednesday. As reported by AFP from the Korea Meteorological Administration, the quake struck 4 kilometers south of the country of Buan, around 205 kilometers south of Seoul, at 8:26 a.m. local time. South Korean Prime Minister Han Duk-soo instructed the government to implement through measures in response to the earthquake, with local reports saying that noise and shaking were experienced in the city of Sejong, Daejeon, and Cheonan. Authorities said no significant damage had been reported as of Wednesday morning. Unlike neighboring Japan, the Korean Peninsula rarely experiences significant quakes. A boat carrying more than 200 migrants sank off Yemen's southern province of Sabwah on Monday. As reported by AFP on Tuesday, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said 31 women and 6 children were among those confirmed dead, adding that 115 Somali nationals and 145 Ethiopians were initially on board the vessels before it sank. The organization said the boat departed from Bosaso in Somalia amid a recent rise in migrants from the Horn of Africa traveling to Yemen. Search and rescue operations are ongoing, the IOM continued, despite significant challenges due to a shortage of operational patrol boats. Each year, tens of thousands of migrants from the Horn of Africa set off across the Red Sea in a bid to reach oil-rich Gulf, escaping conflict, natural disaster, or poor economic prospects. Malawi Vice President Saulus Chilima was killed in a plane crash, the nation's President Lazarus Chakwera said on Tuesday. As reported by AFP, the military plane carrying Chilima and 9 others disappeared on Monday after it failed to land in the northern city of Nzuzu due to bad weather and was told to return to the capital, Lilongwe. While addressing the nation, Chakwera said the search and rescue team had found the destroyed aircraft with no survivors. Rescuers had been combing fog clock forest south of Nzuzu on Tuesday after authorities located the last tower it transmitted to before the plane disappeared. Chilima, first elected vice president in 2014, was a widely loved figure in Malawi, particularly among young people. Listen, and now let's move it on to commentary for today.
Listener, today's commentary is titled Jakarta Fair 2024 for Indonesian National Economic Growth. Today on Wednesday, June 12, 2024, the Jakarta Fair opens. The trade show, which runs until July 14, features various domestic and foreign products. Jakarta Fair is an annual agenda of the government of Jakarta Special Capital Region and will coming the city's birthday. This year, Jakarta celebrates its 497th anniversary. First organized in 1968, the Jakarta Fair has roots in the Indonesian traditions of night markets, especially on the island of Java. Eventually, the idea came to unite the various night markets into the Jakarta Fair. As quoted from the Jakarta Fair's official website, the trade fair, initially called Pekan Raya Jakarta, Jakarta Great Market, was originally located in the heart of Jakarta at the National Monument. Pekan Raya Jakarta then changed its name to Jakarta Fair. The venue also moved to Kemayoran in Jakarta's northeast because the exhibitions needed a larger area. Built as the Indonesian largest trade show, Jakarta Fair 2024 takes the theme Jakarta Fair Supports National Economic Growth in Indonesia, with the sub-theme, Let's All Vigorously Promote Industrializations, Innovations, and Successful Trade Nationally and Internationally. Not just the largest, the Jakarta Fair is arguably the most comprehensive exhibition in Indonesia. The event features a variety of industrial, automotive, electronic, household, and health products, as well as food and beverages. In addition, there is a variety of entertainment for adults and children, as well as culinary offerings from various regions of the country. Over the past 56 years, Jakarta Fair has become an integral part of the culture of Jakarta and Indonesia. It has also become an important platform for small and medium enterprises or SMEs to introduce their products to a wider market and boost local economic growth. The planned relocations of Indonesia's capital city to Nusantara in eastern Kalimantan means that Jakarta will no longer be the country's capital. Nevertheless, it is hoped that the traditions of Jakarta Fair will continue, remain festive, and can still be the foundations of SMEs for their economic growth as the theme of this year's Jakarta Fair. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on June 12, 1964, when anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life imprisonment. South Africa sentenced Nelson Mandela to life imprisonment on June 12, 1964. Mandela became the most famous political prisoner in the world. The world community leaders demanded Mandela's freedom. They want the apartheid system of government in South Africa to end immediately. The South African anti-apartheid activist served his sentence for 27 years before being freed on February 11, 1990. After he was freed, Nelson Mandela participated in elections and succeeded in becoming South Africa's first black president from 1994 to 1999. Now we move to the next event of the World Day Against Child Labor that was established. World Day Against Child Labor is commemorated every June 12, which was established by the International Labor Organization in 2002. Almost all countries have the problem of underage workers. This problem has received attention from various organizations which dedicated to addressing it. Therefore, in 2002, the World Day Against Child Labor was established with the aim of encouraging governments, organizations, and stakeholders in this field to solve the problem of child labor comprehensively. We end today in history with June 12, 2005, when Mike Tyson was defeated and retired from boxing. On June 12, 2005, legendary boxer Mike Tyson announced his retirement from boxing after losing to little-known Irish boxer Kevin McBride. Tyson decided to hang up his gloves after being knocked out by McBride in the sixth round of his non-title fight at the MCI Center in Washington. During his boxing career, Tyson recorded 50 wins, 44 by knockout, and 6 losses. Tyson was known for his aggressive fighting style, which made him a formidable and feared opponent. Well, listener, that's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Seseorang yang ku inginkan. Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights VVIP IKN Airport expanded by 621 hectares prepares for 2024 Independence Day ceremony. The very, very important person or VVIP airport at Nusantara Capital City or IKN has officially been expanded to 621 hectares from the previous 347 hectares. This decision was taken after the Indonesian Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning and Head of National Land Agency, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, as Chair of the Land Bank Agency Committee, approved additional land for the VVIP airport. This was said by the head of the Land Bank Agency, Parman Nata Atmaja, on Saturday. As quoted on Kompas, Parman stated the Land Bank Agency fully supported the construction and operation of the VVIP airport in Nusantara, as mandated in Presidential Regulation No. 31 of 2023. About the acceleration of development and operation of the Nusantara VVIP airport to support Nusantara Capital City. According to Parman, this support was to make the VVIP airport immediately felt by all parties and so that construction runs according to the timeline so it can support mobility to and from Nusantara. Parman explained the additional area of Nusantara VVIP airport includes 73.39 hectares for airside land, part of which is for the relocation of existing community access roads, 50 hectares for government agencies in the context of securing Nusantara VVIP airport, and about 150 hectares for area supporting airport activities such as open green space and aircraft repair facilities. Referring to Presidential Regulation No. 31 of 2023 about the acceleration of development and operation of Nusantara VVIP Airport, the construction assignment consists of four facilities. Parman is optimistic that the VVIP Airport within the Land Bank Agency's land management rights will increase the competitiveness of Nusantara and the surrounding area. He explained that supported by better and easier to reach connectivity, it would encourage economic growth and the development of supporting facilities at Nusantara. Parman also added, according to Government Regulation 64 of 2021, the Land Bank Agency must guarantee the availability of land in the framework of a just economy for the public, social, national development, land consolidation, and agrarian reform interest. That was today's My Indonesia.
Aku terlena, ku ingin kau selalu ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Semarang, Central Java, Indonesia, and its surrounding that have not only Lawang Sewu and Bandungan as tourist destinations, but also Kali Pancur Waterfall. This waterfall is interesting for adventure enthusiasts as an alternative in Semarang. It is located outside Semarang City, precisely on the slopes of Mount Telemoyo. This waterfall is the tallest one in Central Java. It only takes 30 minutes by motorcycle from the downtown heading south to reach Nogosaran Village, Getasari District in Semarang Regency. With an entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person, you'll need physical strength to reach Kali Pancur Waterfall. By traversing around 900 steps, you'll arrive at Kali Pancur Waterfall decorated with natural rock reliefs. Moreover, the waterfall cliff is also dotted with small caves providing shelter for swiftlets. You can also experience the chill of the 150-meter waterfall, take pictures, or simply enjoy its beautiful view at this tourist spot. Listener, this tourism destination, which is managed by the community, is known for its cleanliness and beautiful atmosphere. Although facilities around the waterfall do not provide toilets or stalls, you can still enjoy the freshness of this waterfall by wearing swimwear. But make sure to bring your own food and beverage supplies as there are no stalls nearby. The rainy season is the perfect time to visit Kali Pancur Waterfall because the strong water flow enhances the stunning view of the waterfall. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku
Yeah, you bro. I'm okay. Too lucky, man. It's on time, man. Yoi, coy, lai, jung, lo. Mantai, siapapun lo tuh, ha?
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini,
which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh,
which means excited.
Gerakan,
which means movement.
Energetic,
which means energetic.
Kompak,
which means harmonious.
Padahal,
which means various.
Penari,
which means dancer.
Iringan musik,
which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari,
which means every day.
Penonton,
which means viewer.
Apalagi,
which means moreover.
Disuguhi,
which means to be presented.
Pemandangan,
which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam,
which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chak. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song in the program Music Corner presents Teselok Anak De, a song of heartbreak caused by unfaithful partner. She comes to someone else although she is still in a relationship with the beloved one. Having been lied to, she closes her heart for her lover. She hopes that the lover can be happy with someone else. The song Teselok Anak De, with its short lyrics, is accompanied by the strains of the sape, Dayak musical instrument. Well, listener, here is the song Teselok Anak De by Uyau Morris. Enjoy the song.
Selalu anakku
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.